Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. As you have seen from the title, this, isn't my regular episode. It's just that I was about to tell you how Prigozhin from Wagner Group, together with Kadyrov, are now basically posing themselves against the generals from the Ministry of Defense in Russia, and tell you about how people are suffering in the Russian army again, because just as I predicted, rain season arrived in Ukraine. They have no equipment and clothing for that. Their aircraft can't work. All that stuff, which is why Ukraine is successful now in Kherson Oblast and Luhansk Oblast. Well, those would be the news in short. But, yesterday, Elon Musk, a person who I actually respect because I like all this new technology and all that stuff and everything, posted such a nonsense on Twitter that people right now on both sides of this conflict are just mocking him. In Eastern Europe, he's become a laughingstock, and in both pro-Russian side and anti-Russian side and everything, because he decided to do polls on some sort of a deal-making with Putin. Now, a lot of people are accusing him of being a Russia's agent as well, which is, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's correct. But I understood that maybe there needs to be something in concentrated form that he and some other Western experts would actually listen to, maybe. Maybe for once, after my many years of doing this, providing proof and being ignored by everyone and being yelled at for, you know, it can't be true, Putin can't lie all the time. Now I can really explain to you logically why he lies all the fucking time. I really get angry at this because so many people just refuse to believe things that, not just me, everyone here in Eastern Europe says, look, this is how it works. This is how it has always worked. And they're just like, no, it can't be like this. I know better. And a lot of people get so tired. Even I get angry about this. But I thought that maybe I could make this a public letter to Elon Musk and other Western experts who are somehow surprised why their predictions go all wrong and why what they think should work by their own reasonable standards will not and doesn't. Yeah. Well, this episode is here for you to show people, and please share it around, that how it's like and why some things are meaningless that Western people try to do about this whole situation. And I will be tagging Dan Carlin about this. I literally wrote a message to Dan Carlin yesterday after Elon's things on Twitter. I really hope he reads it and passes my message on to Mr. Musk. I hope that you, Mr. Musk, also listen to this show. The odds are extremely slim. I mean, who am I? I'm like a very minor Z-list celebrity from Latvia who's just trying to yell out loud about stuff that I think are important. But hey, if I don't put this out, then the chances are zero. So that might be useful. So, Mr. Elon Musk, I posted about this yesterday on Twitter in a thread, but I'll give this a longer explanation here. You see, yesterday you made a fatal flaw why everyone in Eastern Europe considers you stupid, be it pro-Putin guys or anti-Putin guys, everyone. Because you made a mistake. For starters, the very idea that you could figure out a deal, because you're good at deals and rely on numbers, is just wrong in this situation. See, Mr. Musk, putting yourself in Putin's position and thinking, what would I do? What seems logical to me? How would I solve this situation? Put myself in this guy's shoes. Just will not work. See, Putin lives by понятия, the laws of the братва, of the Russian organized crime. Your value systems are simply incompatible. If you don't know these laws, if you're not familiar with them, then your analysis is worthless. You will not be able to make any sense. This is the number one reason why many Western experts were surprised about the war, about the mobilization, why they somehow think they can appease Putin. All this nonsense is just because they treat Putin as a rational agent, rational from their perspective. But I keep saying here, and I mean it, that Putin is not a rational agent by Western standards. because he operates on internal logic, yes, except he operates on a completely, utterly alien logic to you and to what you're used to. Now, to give your give you some explanation here, to explain how Putin's value system works. Well, I'll start with the very basics and I'll skip the details. I've been doing this show for 8 years. I have many episodes about Soviet culture, Soviet history, everything, prison culture as well, and all this stuff in detail. So you can check that if you want for more more in-depth analysis. Right now, I'm just trying to record something unscripted because I literally have no other choice at this point, because otherwise I'll just die from overextension and just pulling my hair out. Okay, so here we go. Number one, deal-making, making deals, the things that you're good at, is considered dishonorable and stupid. There is no deal here. In Putin's mind, and how he works, there is only the scammer and the gullible loser. Scamming and tricking people and conning people is a sign of honorable, powerful, respectable men. It is honorable to do that. In Russia, they even like take it as a sign of pride each time Putin has scammed a country. And every time Putin makes a deal, a lot of his critics state that, oh, Putin has shown weakness. Scamming is good. Deal-making is bad. Every game is zero-sum. Everyone. If there is a winner, there must be a loser. A win-win situation simply does not exist as a concept in Putin's head. He can't even imagine the situation. He doesn't believe that it's real. Fair deals also are not real. In the same vein, Putin honestly believes that all elections everywhere are a scam. So are every revolution and protest and every show of people's will everywhere. This comes from a mix of his KGB past and his criminal past in the 90s, because he used to be in organized crime. He's ex-KGB, he was trained this way. He really believes that everyone, really, that all the protests and everything that happens is the work of Russia's enemies. Why? Well, because he grew up and worked in late Soviet Union, where that was true, because everyone went to these 1st of May protest actions in support of the Soviet Union, but everyone knew there was total fakery and nothing of it was real. Only, like, less than 3% maybe believed communism. I don't know about Russia inside specifically, but I know that it's true for the Baltics, for the Caucasus. Like, everyone just went there and did the motions. Soviet Union and modern-day Russia is a giant theater. A theater of fakery and lies. Look, RT literally today released a video about how Putin's speech about annexation of the new territories in these referendums was celebrated. And they just put in a laugh. They just slapped in a laugh track in their YouTube channel, a recording of this, which wasn't there really because, no, like, clap track. Because they also just lie, and lying is just what they do. It's just what it is. So for him, for Putin, any words like liberty or humanism is something that only really dumb, utter idiots can believe in. And also about the referendums, I'm pretty sure, Mr. Musk, that you hadn't figured out and checked the population size, because 7% of the pre-war population in Kherson Oblast voted in this referendum, and even those went under gunpoint, and 4% in Zaporozhye. Like, he didn't even control any major cities there. It's just that, I don't know, I make a referendum in one small town of Texas and declare that Texas now wants to be independent, okay? It's that level of nonsense. So your questions about whether or not there should be a revote are just dumb. They're not malicious. They make you look stupid. Like, ridiculously dumb in the eyes of anyone who actually knows something about the situation. Now, Putin also values loyalty. But he also knows that enough money can and will buy loyalty. He uses corruption as basically a scheme of control. Corruption is intentionally widespread and normalized, making anyone a criminal. Anyone is a culprit as well. He's working with you. Kleptocracy works in the way that you either stay loyal and steal all you want, because no one cares about the common people. No one cares about them. Or oppose, and then Putin will punish you for stealing. Why for stealing? Well, because appearances need to be kept for the Westerners. You know, it needs to look that way. To keep the masses happy, Putin throws them some scraps now and then. Virtual scraps are the best ones. Idiots fall for it. The ideology here is that, yes, we may be poor, but Russia, an abstract concept actually very closely tied to colonialism, but I'll get to that in an article later, is great. Now, note that Russia and Russia's people are two completely separate, unrelated things. Because in Russia, up until very late in the empire, there was serfdom. There were the 3% who were nobles and 97% who were peasants and were barely considered human serfs. And then, well, it was kind of the same in the Soviet era. There was the nomenclature, the party uppers who lived like decent lives, and there was the proletariat. No one cared about proletariat. You still endure, whatever. There's a saying in Russian, не жили хорошо, нечего начинать. Didn't live well, then don't start now. Why do you want to start now? The ideas of American dream and all this nonsense. No one cares about it here. That's the thing here. I mean, like I said, there are many details and many things you should probably take into account, and it's complex than this. This is the baby 3-year-old version that I'm giving you. But that's the one that you need, because otherwise, well, the big version is just that you will not understand it, and you'll probably dismiss even this. But, hey, I've put this one out there so that when things happen just as I predicted, which happens occasionally, and when things don't happen as the Western experts predict, then you can like point at this and say, oh yeah, Kristaps told me this before. Basically, another important thing is that weakness in any form and losing is also sinful, and appearances must be kept for the West. And also, always be kind and brown nosy to the strong, but always backstab them if possible and as soon as possible. That's a law. So yes, Westerners love to throw arguments like, but he can't lie all the time. I refuse to believe that. There must be a rational explanation. Yes, he can and does lie all the time. Putin has created the system where when he scams people, like I said, that's considered a good thing. Okay? So, yeah. This is the reason. This is how he operates. And this is why Putin will break any deal 100% of the time as soon as he can get some benefit from that and can get away with it. Again, 100% of the time. Not 95%, not 97%, not 99.9%. 100% of the time. They literally inserted a provision in the new constitution that makes it perfectly legal to do so in Russia, so that he doesn't, you know, have to change appearances for the West and say that he's doing it like in an evil way. He can just say, oh no, I was doing everything according to the constitution. He ignores his own country's laws absolutely, blatantly, all the time. He started his reign by literally false flag terror attacks from FSB, Ryazan Sugar. Google up Ryazan Sugar. And the investigation in this has been clamped down because, well, from all the evidence there, it's quite obvious what he did there. Meanwhile, the masses there are fed this Russian world, this abstract concept, to keep them calm. Now, there's a lot of details to this, and again, I'll deal with them in another episode. I really don't have time because I literally returned from my third Ukraine trip and have to go to Vienna today to be an expert there, and I have articles to write. I hope the foreign policy grabs my one with Belarusians, if James Palmer edits that. Just released a Latvian article. You know, I have a lot of work, actual work to do. But the gist of it is that because of this Russian world concept, which he found out is the cheapest, most blatantly available false thing to give out to the people, that has a backlash. You see, he can't give up any Russian land, because another saying, which is a truthism in Russia, is that where Russian flag goes up, it will never go down, ever. Or not controlling it. Okay, maybe if you can't get it directly, then Belarus being a vassal state is okay. Central Asia vassal state, okay. Baltics, we managed to escape. He would really want to have us back. No, seriously. If we hadn't joined NATO, he wouldn't attack Ukraine. He would probably attack us. Definitely. because he's been doing all sorts of terrible stuff constantly to everyone. We're not joining NATO to piss off Russia. We're joining NATO to survive. What's not to understand there? But basically, this means that he can't give up any Russian land or not control it, because that is an obvious weakness for any Russian leader and will lead to troubles. Uprisings, palace coup, you name it. In Russia, you know, there's a tradition of traditionally kicking the weak to death. So, you know, looking like you're not giving them enough victories, which will now sate their minds, and they will not protest for extremely high prices and terrible infrastructure and massive corruption everywhere and shitty standards of life, you know. Very bad. I won't go into the why the war started and all that stuff and my predictions about it. That's in the episodes. I've made like over 100 episodes at this point with this war and everything. Go check them out. Now, I can explain to you why this deal is impossible right now. For Zelensky, it's simple. Because he blatantly stated that he will not make a deal with Russia. No, he can make a deal with Russia, but he will not make it as long as Putin is president. And obviously, just like everyone here in these parts, he knows exactly what I've posted here, what I've posted in the thread, what I'm saying here now. He knows this stuff by heart. He knows that this deal will just get 100% broken anyways. It has happened before many times. Putin has pretended to be nice in turning westwards, failed, scammed us all the time. So, won't work for Zelensky. And Putin? Putin can't make a deal. He's showed that he can't. Not an honest one anyways. By doing these referendums, he's made these regions now officially Russia, and losing any part of that is extreme taboo and weakness. Even negotiating about them is. Those things, they were signals, open signals to the Russian people that he's not backing down, he's going to go until the end himself. And this not losing Russian land taboo is so great that seriously, Putin avoids even defining borders of what he's annexed, as silly as it seems. People were just mocking stuff online that Peskov, Kremlin spokesperson, was kind of refusing to state exactly what the borders of the regions that are newly annexed are. But that's because they don't want to suddenly, you know, include some Russia there that's going to get annexed 2 days later, because that will look extremely, extremely bad for Putin. Seriously. Because each piece of Russian land lost is a step closer to big troubles and painful death. So, what Putin has to do... Oh, and by the way, he also can't nuke Ukraine for this, because, again, he's declared that Ukraine does not exist and that it's all Russia. So, if he decides to kill Russian people with nukes, painful death. So, yeah, Putin, on his side, has three positions here. He either has to win, take all Ukraine, which he wants. He has to make a scam deal to gain some sort of advantage and have something that he can portray as a win. To basically just tell people, chillax, we're going to scam them and deal with them later. Or, you know, he'll die. I don't believe that there is any possibility whatsoever that Putin can survive this. Like, if Putin signs a deal, he will die extremely quickly, soon, by the hands of their own people. If he loses, he will also die. I don't see a way how Putin manages to get out of this alive, except, you know, winning and then pushing in further. And Zelensky knows that any deal with Putin will be a scam that will only worsen Ukraine's situation later in the future. And that would also be extremely dishonorable and disrespectful for all the victims of this war. And this has gone way too far. It's disrespectful to all of us in Eastern Europe. For the Poles, who've also been lied about, you know, called evil Nazis. For the Baltics, for everyone. We have all suffered so much for so long. And we've been trying to do what the West says that we do, make these deals and all this stuff for such a long time. So many people have died. There's been so much corruption, all this nonsense. Putin is cancer. A cancerous growth on human society. He needs to be cut out. There is no other solution. The only solution for the end of this war, for both sides, is a military victory. There can and will not be any deal. And if Zelensky makes a deal somehow, if he's pushed to this by the West, then one, Ukrainians will start to hate you, and two, I can guarantee 100% that this deal will be broken by Putin as soon as he can get away with it. До свидания, товарищи. I hope you really actually did listen to this, Mr. Elon Musk and any other Western expert. If you want me on any show or media or whatever, I can go and argue and explain this in detail as well. I recommend listening to my older episodes. But yeah, don't be stupid. Don't just state that everything that we've been saying for years in my region that we've lived through, that we have lived experiences of, and everything, that it's all false. Just because it doesn't fall into your worldviews and systems, just because you can't put it in your nice little analytical program and use big data on it to predict the results, and then you're surprised when they come out wrong. Well then, this is why. This is why. And I've been telling this to people for many, many, many years. And you know what? If I've endured how people mocked me for even mentioning the fact that, yeah, there's probably going to be a Ukraine war, and Putin is definitely going to attack someone in 2017, then I can pretty much endure not being that popular, or being mocked for, you know, stating the obvious, really, for everyone here, to you as well. Happiness is mandatory.